story. We'll continue here. Game theory 27. Our attempted analysis of the history there. So, what happened then was the U.S. they went from manufacturing to financialization, meaning they had made the dollar into the reserve currency, the petrodollar and all that. Now it was just about keeping the dollar valuable, you know, in the eyes of the entire world and sought after. You know, keeping China producing lots of stuff and using that stuff to buy dollars. In other words, allowing the Americans to buy that cheap stuff from China with their dollars that they printed and made valuable because everyone wanted it. So it became a business in America about managing dollars and, you know, the stock market and all of that. So then wars can be used to reinforce or protect the value of the dollar, because you defeat even eradicate states that do not agree with you of, you know, only buying and selling in dollars. So then we have the bear, you know, this other leader of the greatest, you know, the superpower, who have been then attacked also by the U.S. or whatever it's called in our story, who are then, you know, mainly defending their dollar. So then they are fighting back, so to speak. And they said, you know, they say, look, enough now. We're going to finish them off. How do you do that? Not with a nuclear strike, because then we are both dead. But by finishing off the dollar. How do you finish off the dollar? You remove the demand for the dollar. You come up with an alternative. And that's really what BRICS is about, right? So there he is. It's a lawyer, and, you know, we're talking leader of this big bear nation. And they're walking there thinking and talking what to do. And then someone said, you know, that, well, they had this economic expert lady there. Yes. You know, there are quite some countries which are now not cooperating with the dollar people, and they're being sanctioned by them. Making it more expensive to get dollars and to get goods paid in dollars. Consequently, so let's team up with them. And there are others who are not sanctioned, but who are fed up with this system. these spoiled rich kids in the West who are just printing money, making us believe that their money is very valuable and that we should buy it. And that's it. Here we are producing the actual real goods. So we want a more real, solid, stable, and realistic system. Okay, so then we are now these leaders in that country who decide it's time to take those big shots down to earth again. So they make a defense pact with a small country, a neighbor, who was long time ago divided up into north and south, which is a common strategy of the empire over there in the west, to try and do with small countries close to the big superpowers. Now, the northern side, they are poor because they were then declared the bad guys, the evil government, the everything bad, and sanctioned and frozen out of the international, you know, global financial community and all of that. They had to take care of themselves. So they are poor, but as the, you know, Jiang says here, when you're poor, you have nothing to lose. You actually become strong with energy, and you're ready to fight, and you're used to work hard for your food and your home and everything. So you're strong. Grow a little food in your garden or wherever you can, and that's it. Not much money, but you take care of yourself and your family, and very much locally. So we can show that, and how that country became completely isolated. And they are also very defensive against the outside world. They have really become trapped, you could say, in a bubble, voluntarily or involuntarily, because it's protected also in a way, protective for them. So they are there. And on their border to the southern part, the capital of the southern part is even within artillery reach from the northern. And the people down there, I mean, we can show this somewhere. I mean, I have no idea how to do this in the story, but so much coming in here. But yeah, we want something from Asia. So then you have the people there. They look the same. They were the same people not that long ago. But now they look like people from the empire. They're complacent. They're lazy. they're used to living, you know, with high standard and comfort and, you know, money and all of that. So, and they have the soldiers and the military base there from the big empire protecting them. Yes, we are protected. So the rascals up there north, who we learn are bad, all of them, don't dare to attack us. Now, then the big neighbor there, the big bear, they come to them and say, well, let's have a military pact agreement here, which means that if someone attacks that little country over there, the big neighbor is obliged to help. And then if the little one there would attack the southern one to take it over, to unify that country again, and to kick out the empire from it, because it was the empire that divided them to start with, then what would the empire do? Well, they have their fine base there, one or two, a few thousand soldiers who are walking around looking very smart, getting the girls. But, you know, a couple of missiles of the new fancy kind don't even have to go nuclear, and that base is gone, including all the soldiers on it. And, you know, the empire knows that, and they are busy elsewhere because they just made another war in order to defend their dollar. So, and all this is seen by the smart people sitting up there in the governments of the eastern part, because they are very, very smart. There are many people, and it means, you know, statistically, they would have more smart people than the ones of Congress with less people. And because they are smart up there, they know how to find the smart ones and to use them in smart ways. So they can see what's going on. And of course, they have AI also now to help them see. So in this way, nothing is really happening so far. But the strategy is there, placed out. That if you do this, we will do that. And then, you know, when that country is again unified and your soldier, your base is gone from it, your military base, then the more countries, neighbors at first, they will lose faith in you. They will want to deal with us instead. Us who are called BRICS. And we don't need dollars. So in this way, they're subtly, slowly but steadily, making it so that the world simply moves away from the dollar, whatever we will call it here. Stops buying their, you know, fake money. And then it will be clear that these money are fake. And it will go poof. And everyone else will be happy because they will see that, yeah, you know, let the empire now just come down on earth again. And the emperor has no clothes. Some will laugh. Some will look compassionate. But everyone will agree that this was probably the best. That the people over there, they learned to grow potatoes in their garden, just like we had to learn. So, yeah, that's a possible strategy. Let's see what happens.